Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CP Show, where it's about having conversation on a variety of subjects. So sit back and relax, chat, or feel free to call in. So let's share some knowledge and wisdom. Enjoy the journey. Welcome to the CP Show. I'm your host, CP. And today's topic, endangered black males and black pain in the 21st century. Definitely extremely a topic that is less talked about overall in various parts of society by purpose. Premises, they know this extremely well. Their assistant supremacists know this very well. Numbers of ones that are gullible and lost, they know it indirectly inside themselves, but they are so lost, then they only go by what supremacists tell them through the assistant supremacists' indoctrination, racial racism, basically camaraderie that they have in common, which is toward the anti-African ancestry Native black males, because they want more black pain. CNC reveling about numbers of personnel that are still in quiet of denial of this continuously black pain that's still going on, especially toward African ancestry Native black males. And I'm not relaying to about numbers of sellouts within the culture or deniers, not talking about them, neither do I care about their denial, okay? Because, again, I try to utilize at least some parts of logic and some common sense things, but especially logic, because logic goes, universal logic goes beyond common sense in the overall way on that. At least I try my best to that, because obviously being a human with true feelings that, you know, I have sympathetic scenarios toward personnel who hurt. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying relating to universal truth, I understand, at least my pieces of understanding, is that there are supreme forces and there are assistant supremacists, you know, and the wannabes and, you know, the ones that are, again, lost, but they take their dictation through supremacy and others of how they are supposed to look upon numbers of African ancestry Native black males. Today is also a very historical day, right? Various parts of this globe have seen today, you know, a new inauguration, right? The smell in the air of unity and holding hands. Right? Unity and holding hands. Those last few years have been just atrocious of bigotry and discrimination for many different people. Right? We're going to see, right? What's going to continue to keep happening. And then what type of excuse or numbers of people going to have then when, say, for instance, today is, again, January the 20th, 2021, a new inaugural time frame. So we're going to see tomorrow, next day, 2 months from now, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, within these 4 years, of more black pain and suffering by racial terrorists, personnel that hide behind the radar of indirect racial racism relating to no Pacific culture cultures who know who they are, who utilize the black pain of suffering, especially toward black males, obviously numbers of black African ancestors, Native black women, but specifically also toward African ancestors, Native black males. Because, see, one of the great questions that are still not a great relaying universal logic continuously is, again, what male of no specific cultures or backgrounds, ethnicities, et cetera, identity, orientation, however you want to relay this, what male has experienced such atrocious, continuous pain? There is no comparison but African ancestors, Native black males. It is irrelevant through universal logic, the deniability. See, that kind of stuff can only be food to people who don't know, some of these little silly, atrocious, what I like to call, again, cultural mental switchery type games. What male, let's put this in a little bit more perspective. What male or males were removed from any great continent and removed from their homeland and brought to a country for free labor, right? Through cultural pain, right? Even though you had, the people who know the answer, right? They're not trying to play little silly games. They know the answer is obviously African ancestry, Native black males. And even the Native black males that were already over here before colonizers even set foot on our colonizer minds, Native blacks were sitting here already looking at them coming up through the oceans. And again, through the brilliance of supremacy, the most awesome mental manipulation force ever existed, put them within the African ancestry environment. Because remember, the African ancestry has its own uniqueness. Also, just as African ancestry, Native blacks. So I like to combine them because it's still a synergetic force within that African ancestry, Native black. See, the thing about it is there's still a different culture dynamics, but still, regardless, if you want to play this one scenario situation, I like to just utilize African ancestry, Native black. For some personnel who remember this show called Buck Rogers, okay? Buck Rogers in 24th or 25th century. For one that remember that show, it was an interesting show, right? So I don't want to go in detail for some personnel who may not have seen that show, okay? So what does that do with the topic of endangered black males and black pain in 21st century? Again, symbolically of relaying information. See, Buck Rogers, for the person who don't know or forgot, remember Buck Rogers is on some type of mission, right, to experience these cosmic forces on the body, right, for perhaps space exploration, etc. Well, these cosmic forces got in the way of those experiments, you know, upon the body. And through those cosmic forces, push Buck Rogers until to the 24th or 25th century, basically 500 something years later. What does that have to do with the black pain? Okay, because you're still talking about, remember, African ancestors, Native black males were the first males that were first brought over within those. It's just terrible, excruciating racial terrorism slave ships, right? They were brought over here in a country within that scenario first, right? And you got personnel that do not want to sit there and relay that over, okay? And pretend that did not really happen. And that's the power of supremacy, okay? So the thing about it is that people want to play these little games of not realizing these things still go on over and over and over and over, right, about the delusion of acting like that did not happen with pure racial terrorism, okay, of bringing African ancestors, Native Black males to within the country for just pure Black pain through Black free labor, right? So hundreds of years later, symbolically, Buck Rogers through the cultural pain version of Black buckness, of Black African ancestry, Native Black buckness, right? Symbolically going to the 25th century. So instead of 25th century, you're talking about 1500s to around the early 21st century, or you can say 16th century, right? Hundreds of years later, to the early 21st century, present time, still African ancestry, Native Blacks experiencing Black pain. I tell you, various parts of society just refuse to see the abnormalcy of terroristic racial racism toward African ancestry males and try their best to minimize it. There is another show, for some who remember this, and probably none of the people who don't remember, called Kung Fu. Oh, man, that was definitely a great show, right? Definitely a great show. Definitely, right? A lot of type of spiritual context to it. And there was this particular master in Kung Fu. And the gentleman in there, Kwai Chang Kang, he was overlooking this cliff, and he was just kind of pondering, right? Because he, well, it don't matter about that part, but he was overlooking a cliff, just pondering. And so the master was like, hey, what's going on? You know, and he was asking the master, you know, basically, you know, is there a problem basically of thinking about the past? And the master being, you know, spiritually master, you know, not that slave master type, but the spiritualness, greatness, great teacher, was basically telling him, you know, it's if you dwell in the past, that's quite different. But if you forget the past, you understand? But if you forget the past, because since basically the seeds of the past are the seeds of the future. Let me say this again. The seeds of the past are the seeds for the future. I mean, it was a great show. I think I've seen that show several times. Pretty sure I've seen that show several times on that. So I relay that because, again, you got numbers of personnel within various parts of society that want more cultural mental switchery through endangered Black maleness or African ancestry Native Black maleness through Black pain. Denial is irrelevant. Deflectionary is irrelevant. Now, again, supremacy being the most awesome mental manipulation force that has ever existed, it continues to keep sitting there making sure none of the people minimize this. Right? Because, again, you know, like I have relayed this in a previous show, right, about toxic, I don't know if it's this word has been used before, but this is the first time it's been used, but I call this word feminism or toxic feminism supremacy. Toxic feminism supremacy. Obviously, the pseudo most supreme mental manipulation force ever existed. Right, that hides within plain sight through supremacy. Right, because see again, if you're talking about women, see many times it's not about which women, okay? Because right next to numbers of African ancestry Native Black males was African ancestry Native Black women that are catching a lot of cultural pain. Power of toxic feminism supremacy that have gotten a number of African ancestors, Native Black women on board with what has nothing to do with, feminism of in the traditionality of way of just, hey, this particular woman, she just enjoy being, this feminine type person. Don't have to have a type of attitude. Don't have to impress somebody. Don't have to sit their mouth off and say how strong this person is. You don't need to do that to be a strong woman. You know the old saying, you can catch more bees with honey than vinegar. Right? Or I'd like to be able to say, if you're trying to sail on the sailboat, right, you catch more wind, going with the wind than against the wind, right? You don't have to sit there and tell the wind, I'm boss, right? The wind doesn't care, right? But if you go along with the wind, right, and you utilize the wind, you catch more wind in the direction you're trying to go in. To me, it's like universal logic. But through toxic feminine supremacy, it has gotten a number of African ancestors, Native Black females on board with the toxic version of feminism. And so, again, a lot of times African ancestors, Native Black males are catching it from different directions of, you know what, which then equals the Black pain. And supremacy knows this. See, the thing about it is that articles and studies have been done, not a lot on purpose, about this Black pain, basically, kind of relaying over. And some, not saying Black pain, but a pseudo Black pain, or the endangerment of African ancestors, Native Black males. Let me just read you something here. Are you a highly educated and relatively wealthy Black Are you highly educated and relative wealthy Black men and within this country? Studies that have been done, and also those by others, show that the African ancestors, Native Black male, being wealthy, are at an increased risk of discrimination and depression. The research on the intersection of race and gender within a country shows that while education and income reduce the risk of discrimination and depression for numbers of personnel within the predominant-based culture, let me relay that again, because it's a very, very strong point on this, right? Because I think none of the people don't quite get this part, right? It's saying that in an intersection of race and gender in the U.S., within the country, shows that while education income reduce the risk of discrimination and depression for numbers of personnel within the predominant-based culture and numbers of women within the African ancestors, Native Black culture, this is not so for basically Black men. Oh, no, did you hear that? Did you hear that part right there? Let me repeat this. Are you highly educated and relatively wealthy, basically African ancestors, Native Black man within the country? Studies that we have done, and also those by others, show that you are at an increased risk of discrimination, depression. Our research on the intersection of race and gender within the country shows that while education and income reduce the risk of discrimination and depression for personnel within a predominant-based culture and numbers of personnel basically from African ancestors, Native Black, you want to say Black women, this is not so for basically Black men. This underscores other research we have done that suggests that black men are especially singled out as dangerous, threatening, and inferior. Let me say this again. This underscores other research we have done that suggests black men are especially singled out as dangerous, threatening, and inferior. See, denial is irrelevant. Deflection is irrelevant. Right? That's black pain. That happens over and over. Like I was talking about symbolic of the Buck Rogers, right? You at one point, you're doing your own little stuff, and our their stuff, African ancestry stuff, would be like that symbolically Buck Rogers. You're trying to just do the best as possible within enslavement, atrociousness, right? Brought on by colonizers, right? And then you can hope that through these supremacy forces that it would be better down the road on the other side. And then centuries later, still going through black pain, especially endangering the black male. Sellouts and denials be gone, right? Since, again, no Pacific culture of other maleness, no Pacific culture relating to ethnicities of other different males and overall would even slightly pretend that some things that happen toward numbers of males within a person's culture, not good things, that they're not going to sit there and deny that. You see where I'm going with that? They're not going to do that. They're going to make sure they bring up these concepts that affects their people in general, right? But for some reason, when it affects specifically African ancestors, Native black males, those and numbers of African ancestry, Native black youth, it's all about minimizing, right? But going along with what I just read about that particular study, also was talking about the first author is a physician and an associate professor of family medicine within his University of Medicine and Science. Many of this person's studies have documented that black men still face depression, what I call racial depression, which could stem from discrimination, what I call racial discrimination. You got to be a little bit more specific. Even when they achieve traditional measures of success. First of all, who's success? And who's society? Who dictates what it means to be successful? Right? What supremacy, the most brilliant mental manipulation force on this planet? But let me read this again. This author is a physician and an associate professor of family medicine at this University of Medicine and Science. Many of his studies have documented that black men still face depression, I say racial depression, which could stem from, from discrimination. Let's say again, racial discrimination, we need to be a little bit more specific, even when they achieve traditional measures of success. Again, endangered, I can't say this enough, endangered black males and black pain in this 21st century. Remember again, whom were the first males put on enslavement plantations to go continuously for generations? I said for generations. Don't give me that. Well, this particular culture, they tried to have. Stop that. Get your feelings hurt. I already know that already, right? the few times they tried to have another person's culture to see how they would work out on this plantation, and it was dying out, getting sick. They couldn't handle it. Right? So supremacists, through the assisted supremacists and the racial, other racial terrorist type personnel, they had to find another type of structure to clear out these bogs and swamps and, you know, dangerous malaria and, you know, all this kind of diseases, right? People having high fevers and however pneumonia or however many diseases that they were getting, right? But still had to sit there and take care of the overseers and personnel within a predominant culture who were slave owners. Had to take care of them. Wow. But the point is that it was African ancestry Native black males that they brought over here first before they brought basically African ancestry Native black women over here. All right. Denial is irrelevant. Okay. Let's keep going. Despite the well-established literature on the protective effect of social economic status on physical mental health, there are few reports on poor mental health of blacks, okay, with high SES, meaning the social economic status. So they use a sample of personnel. This study investigated the association between household income and risk of major depressive disorder in basically black youth based on ethnicity, gender, and their intersection risk of depression in high income African and American boys. The findings suggest that ethnicity and gender influence how socioeconomic resources such as income are associated with, you know, the major depressive disorder risk among black youth. Higher household income may be associated with higher risk of major depressive disorder for African American males. Let me read this again. Findings suggest that ethnicity and gender influence how socioeconomic resources such as income are associated with major depressive disorder risk among black youth. Higher household income may be associated with higher risk of major depressive disorder for African American males. You have quite a number of people that don't get this. More wealth, which is subjective, because then whose wealth are you talking about? Because let's not even play this game. So the people who know, which is not a quite a lot, because supremacy knows this, the only thing you got to do is look up who has the most businesses. Okay? Who has the most businesses? Look up, you know, the wealth gap relating to racial ethnicity, but especially racial concepts. Okay? And you see for yourself. See, supremacy knows that numbers of African ancestors, Native black personnel will not climb out this racial disparagingly type of vortex, white vortex, that millions of African ancestors, Native black males especially, are in. Supremacy knows this. I just read you just a couple of different things. And he's talking about basically African ancestors, Native black males. Right? Endangered black maleness through black pain. Right? Let's keep going. Let's do another study. Numbers of black adolescents were followed for two decades in this particular city within a northeastern state that perceived racial discrimination was measured within some years. They found out discrimination during adolescence was a predictor of depressive symptoms as individuals transitioned to young adulthood, or should I say young black adulthood, a decade later. Okay? Because it says, but this was a case for black males, not black females. Let me repeat this. In another study, numbers of black adolescents were followed for two decades within this particular city, within a northeastern state. This is just this part. This ain't no some slight only part of that city. Please go somewhere with that for someone to try to play that game, right? But back to what I was saying. So within this particular northeastern state, perceived racial discrimination was measured in within some years. They found out discrimination during adolescence was a predictor of depressive symptoms as individuals transitioned to young adulthood a decade later. But this was the case for black males, not black females. This was the case for black males, African ancestors, native black males, not black females. I just sat there and showed you a couple of different easy studies. Deflection, or should I say denial tactics, or sellouts be gone. Deniers be gone. They can jump into, again, a piranha's mouth, right? And then convince the hungry piranha to sit there and not eat them up. That's how much they have a better chance of trying to survive that than try to convince, you know, numbers of ones that know these little silly games that numbers of personnel try to play with their denial abilities. Because, again, African ancestors, native blacks, overall have been designated a culture to be bullied. But especially African ancestors, native blacks, sellouts be gone, have been designated even more as a to be disgustingly racial terrorized. Look what's still going on in the 21st century. Look what's going on. Okay? Who, again, have been the most males that have been lynched? Let me say this again. Clearly, what males, what culture, ethnicity, identity, orientation, however you want to relate this over, what males have been lynched more than African ancestry native blacks? There is no comparison. This is going on for generations, even until when? The 20th century. It was still going on. And even with the early 21st century, you still had what? For some that know, remember this, and there are quite a few who don't know, okay? Because, again, there are cultures, ethnicities, and I give credit to personnel from no specific culture, or some within the other cultures, right, that are like, wow, well, I didn't know that, and they're open-minded, right? Because however numbers of various cultures, ethnicities, et cetera, from different parts of the globe, or even within a country that have probably never had a chance to really just talk with African ancestors, native black males, right? Besides looking at the bad versions of hip hop that is just going rampant, okay? Because again, numbers of people only see numbers of African ancestry, native black males in criminality based blurring out showcasing, okay? Because it's more easy to show that than to show constructively African ancestors, native black males being responsible in families. it's too difficult to show African ancestors, Native Black males being single fathers. Tell people, go look it up. African ancestors, Native Black males are getting more and more and more, just like, you know, numbers of males in general, but more African ancestors, Native Black males are being just as more responsible. Now, can that catch up to African ancestors, Native Black women? I'm not going to play that silly, nonsensical game. Of course not. The system was not set up for to be African ancestors, Native Black males, to be the main person standing at home. So a person can play that game with somebody else. Okay? Because, again, you start going to toxic feminine supremacy games, right, that already can't stand males overall, but they truly can't stand African ancestors, Native Black males. Okay? They can't stand them. They definitely want to see more black pain. Okay? Because then they can also start having more cultural mental switchery within African ancestors, Native Black culture relating toward numbers of more black females. I mean, these people are brilliant, man, next to true supremacy. Right? See, that's why you still had this major internal cultural, major intra-racial strife within the culture of African ancestors, Native Blacks. I'm not going to go into all that detail stuff. I'm not doing that. But see, supremacy knows that, and they want more of that. They want more of this, you don't need African ancestry, Native Black male as a strong family head. You can do it yourselves. Right? So if that meant or means removing African ancestry, Native Black males, and put them in facilities, detainment places, especially African ancestry, Native Black youth. And by the way, what a disgustingness of atrocious cow dung. If I might be very straightforward, cow dung. That this, talking about separation of families, atrocious game without no context. Do you think that African ancestors, Native Black males, youth can break border immigration laws? Are you crazy? Let me say this again. Do you think African ancestry, Native Black males, right, can sit there and just run across borders, right, and break immigration laws? You know the answer to that. That's not even a piece of half a logic, right? Do you think another culture is going to allow African ancestry, Native Black males, again, to break immigration laws and then, you know, the country starts detaining them because they don't know, you know, where they're really coming from, right? So you think they're going to sit there, that personnel within that other country they're breaking immigration laws from, border immigration law, you think the other culture is going to say, oh, we're going to be sympathetic to the African ancestry, Native Black males? Of course not. They're not going to play that game. They're not going to do it. But this is the exact same nonsensical piece of crappery that continues to keep being played upon African ancestors, Native Black males, and none of the African ancestors, Native Black females in a generalized way. And it's disgusting, right? Where is the outpour of sympatheticness of African ancestors, Native Black males being removed from families? Where is the outrage to that? Where is the outrage of saying, telling numbers of the media, not the one that's not non-biased, right, telling ones that know they're biased, hey, why you keep political personnel, whoever you want to say, why y'all trying to sit there and maximize talking about, oh, you're trying to separate those families, no youth, oh my goodness. But every darn day, African ancestors, Native Black males are being removed from their families. Stop playing these little silly games. Or at least reduce them. Right? And by the way, who do you think is paying? When you have numbers of other cultures, youth, breaking immigration laws because they've been told what to do and what to say, who do you think is paying for that, holding them in those facilities? Who do you think is paying for that? Who do you think is paying for food? Who? Who? What, you think also numbers of them don't get free resources? How many organizations that want nothing but non-borders, right? And won't care nothing about African ancestry, Native Black males being removed from families? Numbers of African ancestry, Native Black youth males, Black males being removed from families? But instead of sitting there figuring out why this is happening, trying to help out to correct this as best as possible, they don't care. Because supremacists and other personnel only want more illegal immigration to dilute African ancestry, Native Black males, and African ancestry, Native Black women. And this game is not talked about, and it's disgusting. Right? Because already African ancestry, Native Black males, already again, are endangered Black males. Right? Sellouts again, be gone, because numbers of them don't even realize they're being used. It's not even worth my even conversation talking about that. Right? They being used. Because when supremacists and assistant supremacists and other personnel finish using them, right, they just push them to the side and they bring in another sellout. I don't even waste my time for such elementary type of games that's right there, spoiled child type tactics. Right? But let's keep going. From a book called The Man Not. From a good book, great book called The Man Not, Race, Class, Genre, and the Dilemmas of Black Manhood. Says again, a good book to read, The Man Not, Race, Class, Genre, and the Dilemmas of Black Manhood. Let me just read just a little bit. While the male descendants of colonizers are recognized for the naturally occurring varieties of masculinities within their group, to much colonizers' group, this insistence on multiple masculinities have often been denied to basically African ancestors, Native Black men, basically, who are the descendants of slaves, okay, overall, right? Theories concerning Black masculinity revolve around a fixed political ideal within this country that is deemed progressive by the extent to which it is sufficiently feminist and deemed patriarchal. What patriarchal? Who are you talking about, right? Because we know who the patriarchal personnel are. By the extent to which it is not. Unlike in mainstream masculinity scholarship, there have been few efforts to verify non-hegemonic Black masculinities sociologically or conceptually separate from the already established norms in gender studies. Black males who are stereotyped as hyper-masculine and violent through society are intuitively marked as patriarchal. Right. Right. African ancestry Native Blacks as patriarchal. Right. Within theory. Instead of being similarly disrupted by the critiques of hegemonic masculinity's failure to account for the class and cultural diversity within basically personnel within a predominant culture, white masculinities. Hypermasculinity is proposed as the phylogenic marker of Black maleness. Consequently, Black males are thought to be the exemplifications of white masculinity's pathological excess. In other words, the toxic abnormality of a hegemonic white masculinity becomes the conceptual norm for Black men and boys. Black males are often theorized as defective. Okay? And so even when Black males are often theorized as defective, as this gender theorist guy, which is probably a sellout in general males, because we got sellout males in different cultures as well, as this sellout person explains. So even when black men are ostensibly subjects, they are in fact objects of workshops, special journals, editions, etc. They are still marginalized theoretically and compared to a norm by which they are usually judged lacking. Okay? Because black men are not subjects of, or in theories emanating from their own experience, they are often conceptualized as the threats others fear them to be. Right? This fear has been used to legitimize thinking of black males as degraded and deficient men who compensate for the lack of manhood through deviance and violence. Think about that. From a book called The Man Not, Race, Class, Genre, and the Dilemmas of Black Manhood. This is ridiculous that this is so, what should be, I put like that, what should be so obvious on this, okay? Black pain is terrible pain. Black pain is emotional pain. Black pain is generational pain. Black pain is not just past pain. Black pain is past pain, present pain, and going into future black pain. Black pain is endangered black male pain. Many times within society, it is continuously minimized on purpose to deflect black pain. For the last several years, how many examples have we seen continuously of continuous African ancestry, Native black male pain through racial brutality, racial discrimination, racial oppression? You'll have personnel say, well, what about numbers of African ancestry, Native black women? I'm not going to sit there and fall for that game. Not going to do it, because the only thing I'm going to use is universal logic. Is it African ancestry, Native black males, or number of African ancestry, Native black women? Again, that have been lynched the most, racially brutalized, right? Which, and even though I'm not going to fall for that game, because again, it's all about trying to do the Jack John around with trying to pit both African ancestry Native black males and African ancestry Native black women. But you know what? Again, I understand enough that supremacy, especially through toxic feminine supremacy, have already gotten numbers of African ancestry Native black women on board with supremacy or their indoctrination, with small percentage of African ancestry, Native black women that are not going to fall for the games. But that don't matter in a system of supremacy, because they understand that indoctrination and showcasing more African ancestry, Native black males as deadbeats, right, and lazy. And that, you know, numbers of African ancestry, Native black women can do all things. When you weren't talking about, wasn't a long time ago, right? When African ancestry, Native black males and African ancestry, Native black women were still having to go through formal segregation. Hear what I said? Wasn't a long time ago. So you talking about a mom or dad, a grandparent, an uncle, an aunt that was still alive, right, in their 80s, 90s, 100, right, that still recall having formal segregation theaters, movie theaters, restaurants, hotels, swimming pools, beaches, right? They remember that. And what? Lunch counters, buses, trains, right? And you're going to let people play this little nonsensical, atrocious, culture mental switchery games upon numbers of African ancestors, Native blacks, right? And numbers of people within no Pacific culture cultures who want to do nothing but the bidding of supremacy. And then giggle among each other that they're sitting there utilizing numbers of African ancestors, Native black males, and numbers of African ancestors, Native black women, right? Riding old proverbial coattail, riding a wagon, what you want to call it, right? Hopping on a car, on top of a car, and just riding, right? And then when they get to their destination, they jump off and go about their business. This is a game that keep being played, but the whole point is, number one, the endangered black males and black pain is the number one thing that's tearing up right now within African ancestors, Native black culture. Right? Because the system does not want more African ancestors, Native black males to go to college than get the best education you can. It doesn't matter if you're going to community college, a vocationary school, if you want to be a chef, you want to be a scientist, you want to be an archaeologist, you want to be an IT person, you know, programming, software development, building African ancestry, you know, laptops, computers, cars, trucks, right? The system does not want that and still maintain African ancestors, Native black, youth, black males and males to and still maintain a culture. They don't want that. So that's why they have to make sure endangered black males continues and continue with black pain. So again, denial is irrelevant because universal logic supersedes nonsense. Universal logic almost always is basically supersedes common sense. Because a person trying to, you know, a serial racial racist person in supremacy that have no real feelings at all can sit down and try to utilize common sense, which, you know, darn well, it's not common sense, right? You know, you don't go into a street when you see cars. That's common sense, right? But that's beyond, that's just simple common sense, right? They don't utilize that. You know, it's like when somebody looks in your face and they're sitting there telling you, you know, that they didn't steal this or they didn't do this or they didn't do this wrong thing. And you look in there like, yes, you did. I know you did. And they're still lying at you, right? But in their mind, so they're thinking that they're using common sense, right? Now, obviously, you know, logical common sense, they're not talking about common sense. So I just like to utilize universal logic, at least on some things. So again, endangered black maleness is catastrophic. So again, today being January the 20th, 2021, right? A new inaugural day, a new inaugural time, right? So let's see, January 21st of 2020, right? Today is January 20th, 2021. Let's see, you know, February 2021. Right, June 2021, November 2021, December 2021, right, January 2022, right, February 2023, right, October, November 2024. See, that's why I want to utilize this as a timepiece. So hopefully, you know, it might be a few people, you know, somewhere down the road that I listen to this show and say, wow, hey, this fellow, he was on point on, you know, some things, right? Because he's relaying, you know, at the time, January 20, 2021, and all this, you know, a pseudo, oh, unity, you got to hold hands and everything like that, right? Right? Same games, different time. So, again, what would be the excuse then? After January the 20th, 2021, with a new inaugural time, a new time epoch for the next 2 years or 4 years, but especially the next 4 years. Or like I said earlier in the show, you know, it can be 2 or 3 months, 6 months, 8 months from now, 2 years, 4 years. I'm just giving an example. What kind of excuse is going to happen then? So then, you know, I get a chance to listen to my own show or some other person that listened to my show down the road, right, and say, wow, you know, this show obviously, you know, is January 2021, and still after that date, there still was more endangered black maleness and more black pain. The only time somebody refused to see what is very obvious is because they had their own agenda to not see it. And more African ancestors, Native black males better start waking up and realizing, you know, who the enemies are within. And just because somebody's from different culture and is allowed to play this game with people of color minority, they better understand that they better understand real fast that get food if numbers of African ancestry, more Native black males don't get it. Again, half a generation to one generation left. Okay? And some other person from no Pacific cultures, you know, if you want to help out, you know, get a hold of political personnel and talk to people within your own culture and try to even more get understanding more about the African ancestry, Native blacks. Not the non-constructive versions, but the real history, right? The black achievements as well. And I'll also read about the black pains and more lynchings and stuff that was still going on in the 1900s. For ones who don't know, things are still going on in the 21st century. Okay? But again, I do appreciate the taking time out to listen to the CP show on this topic of endangered black males and black pain in the 21st century. I hope this was interesting. And again, if you feel like click on the follow button, because who knows what happens in the future, right? But if you just want to continue to keep listening to my shows, previous shows, please do. And again, thank you again for listening and tuning into the CP show. I'm your host, CP.